بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا read after me بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله right. So because we did so much, there was one thing left to do. I thought I'll do it tomorrow, but we had a lot of time today. So we're going to do it now. And because Sunday is the day we normally in the world don't study. So what I'm teaching you is like I'm not teaching you. The real teaching is tomorrow. So I'm just explaining to you the concept. And then tomorrow now when we read everything, you'll see that, hey, I know this. So first we will just do again from the beginning. I told you a word either gets Dhamma, Fatha, Kasra. So we started with kasra. What will give a word kasra? Harfe jar or off. Finished. Then a word can get dhamma. What will give a word dhamma? Fa'il. Naib fa'il. Mubtada. Khabar. Kana. Sara. Laysa. Kana sara laysa. And inna. But inna gives the second one, isn't it? Inna Allah ghafurun. So now we finish what is called, what gives a letter dhamma. What's left? What gives a letter fatha? From the things that give a letter fatha, it will be the same kana, sara, laysa. Because I told you kana, sara, laysa gives the first one dhamma, second one fatha, isn't it? So he will come there. And it will be the same inna, because inna gives the first one fatha. So these two we already know. Once we said kana, sara, laysa, it works this side, it works that side. So we only have to learn one. This one in the books of Arabic is actually called five, but I'm going to teach you four. And that one now in 5 minutes I can teach you. And then the whole marfu, mansub, majroor is done, and that's the crux of nahwa. A word will get fatha. I will say it first, but tomorrow you will see it written down. It's very easy to memorize then. A word will get fatha if he is the one on who the act took place. Example, Nasara Zaidun Bakran. Zaid helped Bakr. So the one on who the action took place. Remember, if Zaid wasn't mentioned, then you'll say Nusira Bakrun. Bakr was helped. But when Zaid is mentioned, so fa'il, fa'il, we call him maf'ul. The action took place on him. So if the action took place, the one on who the action took place, he'll get fatha. When the action took place. When means when or where. Example, Zaid helped Bakr in the morning. It will say sabahan, because when. So on who? When. Why? Zaid helped Bakr ukhuwatan, because he's a brother to him. See, ukhuwatan fatha. On who? When means when or where? Would we just say when? On who, when, why, how, Zaid helped Bakr Nasran Muazzaz. A very great helping. See that Nasran Muazzazan. Get fatha. Normally they say, I hit him ta'diban, to teach him a lesson. Ta'diban. Ta'aliman. I brought him here to the madrasa. Ta'aliman. To teach him. So all of this you'll see examples. I just want you to remember this in your mind. On who? When? Why? How? Any noun that shows on who the act took place, when it took place, how it took place, why it took place, you're going to get fatha. That's four. Then Kanasara Laysa second ism, Innas first ism, that becomes six. Altogether here there's 12, but these six are practically the whole thing. Let's do it again, one more this one, and we start from the beginning. Why does the word get fatha? Kana sora leisa, but the second word. Inna first word. On who the action took place, we call it maf'ul bihi. When, where, we call it maf'ul fihi. Fi, in which? Why maf'ul lahu? How maf'ul mutlak? Those names you don't have to know. The high names. Let's do it again. Kana sara laysa. Which noun? The second noun. Inna? First noun. On who? When? How? Why? This will be why a noun in the Arabic language gets fatha. Now we will come to why it gets dhamma. Fa'il? Naib fa'il? No. Mubtada? Khabar? Kana sara laysa? Innas? Second. Why does the word get kasra? Jar? Off. Got this. Tomorrow when I come, I'm going to give you all. There's a few papers we already got of harf jar. I gave you a few papers of marfu'at. I'll give you a few papers of mansubat. We're going to put all those papers together tomorrow. And we're going to go through it from the beginning as though it's only starting tomorrow. As we're reading it, we're going to say, this is easy stuff. Because already we did the whole thing. The reasons why a word gets rafa, nasab, and jar. We're going to read it like a student. Each one is going to study it. You're going to have it in your mind. And every day we're going to repeat the same sentence. Jar of fa'ilai fa'il mubtada khabar kana sara laysa innas. I say kana sara laysa inna. On who? Why? When? How? Why? And this is nahwa. This nahwa will be repeated for 1 week. At the end of 1 week, you will feel like bored of repeating. It's been so obvious. As you're going to be reading surahs now, we're going to identify jar, kasra, of, kasra, fa'il, naib fa'il, mubtada, khabar. When you're going to start identifying it, these words are going to become so common on your tongue that whenever you will read Quran, you yourself, as soon as you'll say dhamma, you'll ask yourself, what is it? You'll see a inna there, you'll see a kana there. So a lot of the sentences, you'll already be able to understand half the meaning, and then I'll only have to help you with the other half. So that's one subject, that's finished. So Nahwa is now finished. Tomorrow also I will do with you Tabbat Yada, the whole surah. But we practically did it already. Tabbat Yada. So instead of me coming to teach you the words tomorrow, I'll ask you, you just come by me, you put your hand there, and you read all the words of Tabbat Yada. Because I really taught it to you already. At night you'll just look at it. Most of you will know the words of Tabbat Yada. We will also do إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. We're not going to look at the words now. That we will look at it tomorrow. Now I will explain the surah to you. But now when I'm explaining the surah, a lot of words I'll ask you, you know what this means. And you yourself will say, I know what it means. Although we only started. إِذَا means what?
When.
جَاءَ يَجِيءُ means to come. Look all I said, جَاءَ, جَاءَ, جَاءُ, جَاءَتْ, جَاءَتَ, جِئْنَا. That's why jitta. You will see Quran comes a lot of times. Jitta, jittum. So this is jaa. Jaa, jaa, jaa'u, jaa'at, jaa'ata, ji'na. It is this one place which is hard in surf, what we call. Once you come to this one here, number six. Remember I told you the woman is the hardest issue when they're many. Once you get the change, then everything follows. Jitta, tuma, tumti, tuma, tunna, jitu, ji'na. This is the hard one. Ja'a. And if you come to mudari, it'll be yaji'u, yaji'ani, yaji'una, taji'u, taji'ani, yaji'na. Once you got it one time, then the next will be the same. Taji'u, taji'an, taji'un, taji'in, taji'an, taji'na. Aji'u, naji'u. You hardly see that in Quran. You see ja a lot, you'll see ja'u. Idha ja'uka. When they will come. When they will come. Ji'ta bil khair. Ji'ta. There's one nazam that they read when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered Medina Munawwara. When they said, طَلَعَ الْبَدْرُ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ ثَنِيَاتِ الْوَدَى وَجَبَ الشُّكْرُ عَلَيْنَا مَا دَعَى لِلَّهِ دَى. Then, جِئْتَ بِالْأَمْرِ الْمُطَاعِ. You have come with a matter which is going to be obeyed. جِئْتَ, you have come. Came from جَاءَ. جِئْتَ بِالْأَمْرِ الْمُطَاعِ. So most of the Arabic sentences, you will see in the next few days, I will translate it one time. And you will naturally know it the next day. Like this surah, Idha Ja'a, I will translate it now. Tonight when I mention it, you yourself will say, this is an easy translation. Because Idha means, when. Ja'a, no, Ja'a, to come. Like Ji'ta, you came. Nasrun, help. So if it's Nasrullahi, help of Allah. That's why Allah got kasra, isn't it? And Nasrun got Dhamma because it's fa'il of Ja'a. So Ja'a fa'il, Nasru fa'il. That's why Dhamma. Allah gets kasra because it's of. When the help of Allah comes. Idha comes on a word that's in the past, but it takes the meaning of the future. When the help of Allah will come. Idha ja'a, to come. Nasrullah, help of Allah. Wa means and. Al-fathu. Fataha yaftahu means to open. Victory. When the help of Allah and victory comes. Easy one. Got it? Let's try it without looking at anything. Idha. When. Ja'a. To come. Nasrullah. Wa. Al-fathu. Opening. Which means victory. When the help of Allah will come and victory. Wa. Ra'ayta. To see. So ra'ayta. But who will see? You. Tuma tumti tuma tunna. So ra'a, ra'aya, ra'au, ra'at, ra'ata, ra'ayna. All the hard ones, easy one. Ra'ayta. And you will see. Wa ra'ayta. And you will see. Anna sa. Nas gets fatha because the action of looking took place on him. So you will see, nas means the people. And you will see the people. Dakhala yadkhulu means to enter. Let's do the verb. Dakhala, dakhala, dakhalu, dakhalat, dakhalta, dakhaltuma, tumti, tumatunna, dakhaltu, dakhalna. Let's go to Mudari. Yadkhulu. Read after me. Yadkhulu. Yad. Loudly. Yad. Tadkhulu. Yadkhulna. Again. Tadkhulu. Tadkhulani. Now. Tadkhuluna. Feminine. Tadkhulina. Tadkhulani. Tad. Khulna, because dakhala yadkhulu. I will enter ad khulu. We will enter nad khulu. Let's read it together, all of us, starting. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Yadkhulu, yadkhulani, yadkhuluna. Tadkhulu, tadkhulani, yadkhulna. Tadkhulu, tadkhulani, tadkhuluna. Tadkhulina, tadkhulani, tadkhulna. Adkhulu. Nadkhulu. Wa ra'ayta. Who will see? You will see. Tatuma tumti tumatunna. And you will see. An-nasa, the people. Yadkhuluna. They will be entering. Isn't it? Yadkhulu, yadkhulani, yadkhuluna. You will see the people entering. See. In. Deenillahi. The deen of Allah. And you will see the people entering in the deen of Allah. Afwaj from the word fawj. Fawj means an army. So afwaj means in huge groups like armies. Afwajan. See that fatha? Afwajan. Remember I told you one reason of fatha is how? How they will be entering? They will be entering in groups and groups. Here they will call it hal in Arabic. We're just using the word how. Afwajan, si fatha. Nas also got fatha on who the action is happening. Afwajan, how it's happening. You will see the people entering in deenillahi, the deen of Allah, afwajan. So much I wanted. After that comes, at that time, fasabbih, so make the tasbih of Allah and the hamd of Allah. And istighfar, those are words we all know. Innahu, inna means definitely. Verily he kana means was, means is. Tawaban. Isn't I told you kana's first ism gets dhamma, isn't it? But here we're not seeing the first ism of kana. It's hidden. Verily he Allah. So kana's first ism is Allah, but it's not mentioned. Tawaban is the second ism of kana. Sometimes that happens in Arabic. That you're not finding the first one, it's understood. The second one is mentioned. Innahu kana tawaban. Tawab is the second ism. Kana's first one is hidden. It is Allah, which already mentioned, verily he. Now don't worry of the second part of the surah. Let's do it one more time. Idha ja'a nasrullahi. Al-Fathu, opening, which means victory. Wa, Ra'ayta, who will see? Yeah. You will see. And you will see. An-Nasa, Yadkhuluna, Fi, Deenillahi, Afwajan, in large numbers. This is your first surah, which I was able to teach you in about 5 minutes. If you could get this year, and at the moment we hardly know anything. So inshallah, every day now, I'm only going to do with you after this. These two surahs, we'll finish it tomorrow, because you already know it. We will do Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun. We're going to do Inna Atainaka Al-Kawthar. From there, surahs have already been done on my application. So I'm not going to do that with you. That when you go home, you will now sit, you'll go through all these surahs from the beginning again. What we're going to do from tomorrow after we finish Inna Atayna is we're going to take 10 Rabbanas. Because in Quran, this ayat of Quran which got Rabbana, oh Allah, it's a dua. I don't want ever in your life you make any dua now. Except that you know what you're asking. Because when a person falls in the water, he doesn't start screaming for help in Zulu. If he doesn't know what it means. He screams in a language where he knows what he's asking. That's when it's called you asking. Because you'll see sometimes a man saying, he's crying in dua. And you're asking, like, what you're asking for? I don't know. So he said, now how you know you must cry? He said, I learned you must cry in dua. He said, but you don't know what you're asking for. We don't want that anymore. A man must really know what he's asking for. Sometimes if you even know Arabic, one man, he heard one dua. It's called qalb. Qal means the heart. From the word qalaba, to turn. Khashi from khushu. I want a heart that really is afraid of you, Allah. Now if you don't know Arabic, there's a word very similar to that is kalb, dog. And khashi means scared. So this man started asking for a frightened dog. Because he said, as'aluka, I ask you, Allah. And instead of saying qalban, he said kalban. So if anyone has to hear him, inshallah, Allah is such that even if he asks the wrong thing, he'll give the right thing. You don't want to get a dog that's frightened. But if someone has to hear that man will start laughing. That you're like crying, crying. Say, kalman khash. The normal man will laugh at you. So you have to yourself know what you're asking for. This nahwa that I'm teaching you is so important. Although it's important for the alim, I went to this Macedonia. The man giving the khutbah, who's the imam of the masjid, he was making mistakes in Dhamma, Fatha, Kasra. So he studied 2 years of an alim course. I think he also knew he's making mistakes. That's why he was very shy. He was like begging us to please like make imam and give khutbah. He was shy because he knew. Problem is, he was reading a khutbah which was already written. So even if that thing was written right, he was still reading it wrong. Whereas I told you a lot of times in the Arabic language, nothing is written. If nothing was written, this imam sahab was like lost. Yeah, it was written, but he was still making mistakes because he wasn't grounded in this basic. You can only have kasra for two reasons. Don't give kasra for any other thing. You can only have dhamma for 8 and only 6 is normally. You can only have fatha, or you'll say fatha is the rest. Fatha normally will be 6 from 12. If a person is grounded in this, you don't have to be an alim. As you're reading, you yourself will say, I understood. Now when you go read idha ja'a, in your next salah, and when you read tabbat yada, you will have something. When Afghanistan war took place, so for a great while I used to look at the news of the war in Afghanistan. That time America was bombing Afghanistan like how they are bombing Gaza now. Recently Afghanistan sent a message like, they said the people mustn't be scared in the world. They said conquest for Gaza, for Aqsa is very close. And they wrote one letter there, one message. They said, some people are seeing the numbers of how many are being martyred. They said, remember Afghanistan gave 2 million martyrs. I thought it was 400,000. I'm seeing their message now, 2 million martyrs. And the world never saw it. They said, 2 million gave their lives. 2 million martyrs. So, at that time when I used to read this, it used to hurt me. Because they used to have that carpet bombing and it was a very, very dirty and an evil war that the world just grew up to. So I used to look at the news articles, and the only way I could find relief, I used to read one poem in Arabic, which would mean, فَسَوْفَ يَنْكَشِفُ الْغُرَابُ فَسَوْفَ إِذَنْ كَشَفَ الْغُرَابُ. The man is telling the traveler that, you know, you really think you're going in the right direction. It says, when the dust will settle down, فَسَوْفَ سُونَ إِذَا إِنْ كَشَفَ الْغُبَارِ, when the dust will now move away, at that time you will realize, فَسَوْفَ تَرَى إِذَا إِنْ كَشَفَ الْغُبَارِ. See, تَرَى, you'll know it, isn't رَآ يَرَى. Soon, تَرَى, you will see. إِذَا, when. إِنْ كَشَفَ, to open up. كَشْف. Ghubar, dust. Soon you will see when the dust will open. Afarasun tahta rijlayka am himar. That under your legs, is it faras? Faras means a horse. Himar means a donkey. That under your leg, are you riding on a horse or are you riding on a donkey? Which meant that a lot of times a person thinks, I'm winning. He says, but when the dust settles and you look down, you say, where's my horse? So you never had a horse. You were moving on a slow donkey. That's why you never reached. So for a while, that was my sentence. Whenever I used to read the news, and America was giving the news that now they did this. And nothing showed that the people of Afghanistan are winning the war. Everything showed they're losing. So I should have read, فَسَوْفَ إِذَا إِنْ كَشَفَ الْغُبَارِ. And then my mind went to this verse, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, that Allah's help when it comes, and victory. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ, and when you will see the people entering in the deen of Allah in huge numbers. It means it's going to happen. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it meant when that happens, then you must know your mission is now completed. Start preparing to meet your Allah. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. See these two surahs, where they came in Quran. Right at the ending. Right at the end. To show at the ending is open victory for the people of Islam and total destruction for the enemies. تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبْ. Abu Lahab and his wife, all of them are gone. End of Quran. Then it ended with three surahs. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, which I explained the other day to you. The three surahs to enter into the divine protection of Almighty Allah. This is how the last five surahs have ended Quran. So this entire chapter of Islam will enter. But إِذَا جَاءَ, when the help of Allah will come, the destruction of kufr and all the allies of kufr. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allah's oneness will be mentioned in the whole world. And everyone will understand, seeking protection, helping. There's no more allied forces, there's no more United Nations, there's no more countries. It will be, أَعُوذُ, I enter in the protection of my Rabb. From outside things and from inside things. Those two surahs. So this is just one sequence of the life five paras. Tonight, majority of you have now learnt five surahs of Quran. Got it? When you will read your salah, after surah Fatiha, you will in one rakat read Idha Ja'a. In one rakat you will read Tabbat Yada. In one rakat you will read Qul Wallahu Ahad. In one rakat you will read Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq. Another namaz will come. You'll do the same thing. You will only move around these five surahs. Only with these five surahs. But not like automatic. Now as soon as Waladdallin Amin comes, which you still don't know surah Fatiha's meaning, soon as it comes, you will pay attention. And as you're reading the surah, it will be my first time in my life where I really understood what my Allah is saying. And enjoy that message. For you, you will start getting another message of it in life. Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us all with understanding Quran and loving Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.